And eventually he finds himself again in a place that he would rather not be. Maybe you've been in a story similar to that. The difficulty to overcome our own weakness. If you're like me, you find yourself wrestling with trying to do the right thing. Anybody wrestle with that? Trying to do, or does it come just super easy for some of you? Neil, comes super easy for Neil? Oh, it doesn't come super easy for Neil. It doesn't always come easy for me. For example, you decided to eat healthier. Got rid of all the junk food in your house. But because you had a long day at the office, or some excuse that you're so good at making, who can make a good excuse? I didn't prepare dinner in advance. I forgot to bring my snack. I forgot to do this. So you stop by a fast food restaurant and you ordered a Baconator. I didn't really do that, Jeff Stanley. This is for the purpose of a story. But if I did, I would say I enjoyed every bit of that Baconator. So juicy, so rich. So good. And there's this voice inside my head that's saying, don't do it. What are you doing? You've been there, haven't you? I know I'm not the only one that's been there. And at the same time, it's funny and it's really tragic. It's funny and it's tragic. See, we all sit in a place of need. We all sit in places of need. For some, it's websites. For others, it's food. For others, it's anger. For all of us, it's pride. And ultimately, it doesn't matter what the weakness is, because left to our own devices, it all leads to the same place: sin. In my mind, as I was writing, I thought, it's like we're helpless contradictions. Or as Paul writes to the Ephesians, that we are a masterpiece, and sometimes we are a forgetful masterpiece. Or at least I am. On our path to be more like Christ, we ask ourselves, is there help for me? Is there help for a guy like me? Is there hope for us? Because if things are going to change, and I desperately want them to change because I want to be more like Christ, if things are going to change, then I will need help. I need help to do that. Here's what I know, is that whether we want to admit it or not, we all need help. Because sometimes we lean away from Jesus. Sometimes we lean farther away than we've ever done before, but we lean away from Jesus. Maybe it's in parenting or exercise or from telling the truth or to serving others. We have all in some way or another not done the right thing. And I believe in those moments that the Lord's Prayer becomes more tangible to us than ever before. If we're willing to really hear it. So we've gone really big in the past 2 weeks, right? With the Lord's Prayer, Jesus in me. I love this series. I've loved digging into the Lord's Prayer a little bit more. We've said God is holy. God's kingdom is different. God is the ultimate provider, the unrelenting forgiver. I love these images of God. I think they're very real. The reality that God can forgive my sin. God can forgive me. We talked about last week that God is for me, even though the world may not be for me, but that God is for me. That nothing can separate me from Jesus. just like that blanket that you keep with you. That blanket that you hold tight. That blanket that reminds you of warmth, presence, keeps you safe. And even if you don't necessarily use it, you keep it close enough to yourself where you can reach out and touch it. I'm certain that no college student brought a blanket from home, did you? That's all right, you can be honest. When I do life with Jesus, my life is transformed into what the kingdom of God looks like. When I do life with Jesus, being holy doesn't become a set of rules for me to follow. Instead, it becomes a desire for me to lean, or better yet, to fall more into Jesus with more of who I am. Knowing that when I am with Jesus, Jesus and me, when we are together, things are very different. I'm more holy when I'm with Jesus, aren't you? When I get really far away from Jesus, I ain't holy no more. It's not that I lose who I am in Christ, but I tend to forget. Those are our choices. And we come to this point in the Lord's Prayer where Jesus literally comes to the rescue. Jesus who knows us, who loves us, who hopes in us. The Jesus who cares for us, who gives us so desperately what we need. Jesus gives us help against our weakness. Jesus gives us help against our weakness. Help against the reality of our own imperfections. Help against the reality that once you commit your life to be Christ-like, and listen to this now. Once you commit your life to be Christ-like, evil will take notice. Evil will take notice and do its very best to get you off the right path. And please do not limit evil to a preconceived notion of pitchforks and horns. Because evil has all of the ability to form, to show up in the form of an idea, a friend, or an opportunity. And those things will move you away from God and into evil. You know what I mean, right? I talked about this story not long ago in 1 Samuel. David is inside a cave because he's hiding from Saul, who's trying to kill him. Saul goes into the cave to go to the bathroom. It's a great story. 1 Samuel 24, read it in your time. All of David's men, they gather around and they say, David, here's your chance. Here's your chance to become the king. All you got to do is cut his head off right now. That's all you got to do. He's tempted to attack the king. We've been there, right? Tempted. The temptation to do what is evil stares David in the face. And then David is reminded of the word of God that says, do not kill. Makes it pretty plain there, doesn't it? Do not kill. Peter. Peter's kind of a hothead, right? They're out in the garden. Judas comes. They're going to arrest Peter. This is the one I kiss. This is the one that you know. He kisses him. And then it's on, right? They go in to grab Jesus. What does Peter do? Oh, no. He goes for a sword. What's he do? Cuts off an ear. I mean, he just, that's Peter, right? I mean, he's ready to go. Let's do it. Cuts off an ear. What does Jesus say? Live by the sword, you die by the sword, right? Peter, this is not the way. He heals the man, right? And that place where Peter goes, he actually commits the evil. Now, would you say that Peter has been following Jesus for a long time? He ought to have known better, yes? And if it's me, I'll say, Peter, come on, man. You know better than that, right? How many times have you been Peter, right? How many times have you been Peter today? Huh? How many of you being Peter right now? Do not bring us to a time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. Rescue us from the evil one. Why? Because if Jesus is anything, he's practical. He's practical. The disciples didn't understand him. We don't understand him, you know, but he's practical. If you try to understand Jesus, he's practical. You're going to be tempted to do things that are evil. And when you do evil things, I will rescue you. Why? Because I love you more than that. I will deliver you from evil. Why? Because I want to help you. I've always wanted to help you. I don't want to leave you there. And as much as I like to think I am a wonderful Christian, raise your hand if this is you think this is the case. I'm pure, I'm holy, I'm blameless. You all see that in me, right? Yes? As much as you like to think that you're a wonderful Christian, you're pure and holy and blameless and more, the fact of the matter is this, friends, you and I are sinners saved only by God's grace, yes? And I am in the process of sanctification. I'm trying to be made holy. God is working on me. That's what God is doing. I understand it's a process. I understand that sometimes I still sin. I still jack this up. But sooner or later, sooner or later, I'm pleading with God. I'm pleading with God in the Lord's Prayer. Help me to not do those things that are evil. You said I was holy, God. That's what you said, God. You said I'm holy. You said I'm set apart. You said I was holy. You said I was righteousness. You said I was good. You said it, God. Help me to believe it, God. Help me to understand it, God. Don't let me do the things that are evil. Don't make me go. Don't let me go there. And I don't know what that is for you. But we all struggle with something. Different ways, different places, different times. Give me the strength to stay away. And when I fall, when I fail, I need you to pick me up, God. What's that Dave Matthews song? Pick me up, love. That was probably written on this verse. I need Jesus. I need Jesus to wrap me in arms. That's what I need. In 1872, Annie Hawks, she wrote these words as she was filled by a sense of a nearness to the Master. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee every hour. Teach me thy will and thy rich promises in me fulfill. 1872 makes a whole lot of sense right now, doesn't it? I need thee every hour. So don't get caught up into these and the thous. I need God every hour. Yes. I need God every hour. And when I pray the Lord's Prayer, that's what I receive. We pray to be delivered from the evil one. We are asking that Jesus would not let us linger in evil. If I lean so close and so far into Jesus that when I do fall back and I do things that are evil, I begin to understand and realize those are not the things that I'm to do. Those are not the ways that Jesus wants me to live. Can I lean farther into Jesus, being more like God? Don't allow me, God, to wallow in this pit. Come and rescue me, God. Come and help me. Who needs help this morning? Anybody need help this morning? And here's the thing. You know who God uses to help other people, right? Do you understand that? Who does God use to help other people? Us. God uses us. God uses the Holy Spirit. God uses us. It's about us being willing and able. Come and help me, God. John Wesley said, I am going to perfection. I am going to be made perfect in love. Perfect love of God and perfect love of neighbor. That's where I'm going. I pray. Until that day, I'm going to need your help. I need to be reminded that you have me, God. I need to be reminded that you hold me, God, that you carry me and you cover me in my weakness and that you already know my need because you said I was righteous, God. You said that you loved me, God. You said that nothing could separate me from you, God. Help me to remember that. I figured out what my job is. You ready? It's the job of the pastor. The job of the pastor is to remind all of us and to be reminded myself, because I say it, that we need to be reminded. We need to be reminded of what God is doing. We need to be reminded that God's not giving up on us. We need to be reminded that God has more for us. We need to be reminded that God has always, always loved us. And nothing can separate us from that. The more I lean into God, the less I linger in evil. And I need God every hour. The great news is that God has a plan to help us in our weakness. Will we call on God to both lead us away from temptation and deliver us from evil? This, the primary way by which God answers our prayers is to send Jesus not only to sacrifice His body and blood for us, but to offer Himself to us. So that we might receive His goodness. To offer us an opportunity to gather at table so that we might truly receive His blessing. And that we might become one with Him. One with the Father. One with the Son. One with the Spirit. Starting today and always. So I invite you today to come and receive once more the reality of Jesus' presence in your life from now until eternity. Jesus and me can make a real difference in our lives. Amen. Let's pray together now and prepare ourselves to gather. I tell you, this is not Fieldstone's table, but it is the Lord's table, and all who seek God are welcome to come and to gather. All who have fallen are welcome to come and to gather. All who are wondering are welcome to come and to gather. And all who don't know that God is good are welcome to come and to gather. Let's pray together. the name of Jesus the Christ, we are forgiven children of God. Say amen. And now we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. You find it on the screen. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.